Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 31st of December 1960. Protecting your mind. A jackal saw a tortoise, came near and wanted to eat him. But the tortoise knew it and inserted his five body parts of head, hands and legs inside the hard shell. The jackal waited for some time and knew that it's impossible to eat him and left the place. The jackal is king of the deaf. The five parts of the body, the head, hands and legs are representing eyes, ears, nose, tongue and the body. If the eye sees something and wanting it, tana, clinging to it, upadana, and acting to get it, kama, and leading to birth, aging and death. It comes out and leads to death from the eyes. It's also the same and meets with the death of the jackal from the ears. They don't know how to use them and how to come out. It's overusing them and overreaching the boundary. You will arrive to the kingdom of death if you want to come out from the five sense doors as much as you like. The Buddha said, someone who is practicing has to behave like a tortoise. Contemplate the impermanence of seeing, seeing consciousness or the form, object, if you see something. And then it becomes the path factors, magga. It becomes anicca and magga that not over, reaching the boundary. It's not leading to the kingdom of death. It'll lead to nibbana, which is free from dangers. This simile came from Samyutta Nikaya. Protect the five sense doors under the path factors that free from dangers. We all never had done this before in samsara and ended up under the king of death. We have to contemplate one of the impermanence, form or seeing, sound or hearing etc. Don't give up yourself to any birth and becoming. It's the same as giving your body for death to them. In everyday life, you are afraid of sickness, pain and suffering. Therefore, always take care of the body. In the same way, if you take care of the practice and will be free from the king of death. By taking care of the body can't free from it. You all are always taking care of which you can't protect. But you don't take care of which you can protect. Sayadaw talked about people. In every day taking care and conditioning for the body, you are doing sankhara dukkha with satisfaction. Taking care of the body is not free from dukkha. But you are not caring for the mind which can be free from dukkha. We should think about this point seriously. All of you are difficult people. Aren't you? There is a lot of taking care in matters which you can't prevent them. But you have no mindfulness in things which you can prevent them. Therefore, yogis must practice like the tortoise. If not, you'll become the food for the jackal, the king of death. Have to contemplate for catching any one of them, the seeing or the form, etc. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 1st to 5th. January 1961. The Creator, the Deceitful Mind. Sayadaw gave five talks on the mind. It's very important to understand one's own mind than any other things because it's the creator of suffering and happiness to all of us. Without understanding the mind that human beings create a lot of problems, chaos and sufferings from the family level to international level. T1. Nama Dharma is the mind. No mind arises on its own. Except Nibbana Dhatu. No other Dharma is free from the causes and effect relationship. Because of eyes and form, seeing consciousness arises. If you ask me to say it in the complete causes, there are four causes, eyes, form, the light and attention to see, Manasikara. Therefore, it's not right to say I see and my mind because it's nothing to do with you. I am helping you to dispel wrong view. Do the I and me can really come into the process. You can say I see it, but nothing to do with the I, and belong to the I. Saying about it one thing and knowing about it is the other. It's quite different. So can you say this is me, this I am, and this is mine? Seeing consciousness is only seeing consciousness. This is a mind arising by four causes. If one of the causes ceases and it also ceases, e.g., the eyes damage, no object, no light and no attention. The eyes are made by kamma. Form and light are made by temperature, utu. Attention is made by the mind, nama. If you know that this is not me, not I am and not mine and free from tana, mana and ditthi. And no kamma arises to connect with them and next birth will not arise. So you don't encounter with aging, sickness and death. You know it as mind arises by four causes. Wrong view and doubt die away. This die away is with the intellectual knowing and not by contemplation. It's called kala sotapanna. With this knowledge it's free from falling into the planes of misery for one life. Contemplate the impermanence of the seeing, its disenchantment and then its ending. After with these process, you'll be free completely from the planes of misery. With intellectual knowledge, you'll be free from it for one life. And then with the contemplation of to the ending is free for the whole samsara. Therefore you should not forget about this. With the contemplation of impermanence tana, mana and ditthi die and free from samsara. After you know it and become easy. Important of teacher, you will die with tana, mana and ditthi if you don't know. Seeing consciousness is arising very fast and if you can't contemplate it, contemplate the color of the object. All of them are can be contemplated. Continued to hearing consciousness. Hearing arises by four causes. Sound, ear, bass, air, attention. You can contemplate hearing consciousness, or, the sound, or, the type of sound, perception. Hearing consciousness is contemplating the internal. Sound is external and the type of sound is internal. Have to contemplate to catch on any one of them. Then you'll be safe from the four planes of misery. No need to worry about them. T2. Continued the previous talk. Today I'll start from the nose door. You'll be a kala sotapanna if you know smelling. Consciousness arises by four causes. And you'll be safe from one life to the planes of misery. Why is that? I smell it and it make me feeling good, etc. And having wrong view with it. Smelling consciousness arises in the nose. It's arising and vanishing. This is looking at the dead with the living. Anicca is dead and Magga is alive. Every time with the arising and contemplate it. This is alive with the nose, consciousness. If you don't know this and don't know what's happening to you. You don't know your own mind. Not knowing is ignorance. And then turning towards volitional formation, sankhara, and birth, avijja right pointing arrow sankhara right pointing arrow vinana. Paying attention to the in and out breaths and breathing in and out arise, one of the causes, i.e., attention. Knowing with the analytical knowledge of cause and effect is penetrating with the not-self, anatta. The causes cease and the result also ceases, it means it is not perished by its own. Arising and vanishing by itself has wrong view in it. Not contemplate this one only, but also whatever arising of seeing, hearing, smelling, etc. Whenever it's arising with the contemplation and you will see impermanence. This is magga, the path factors. Magga means cutting off samsara. Samsara is the arising of kanda dukkha. It's cutting off all these dukkha. You get magga with the contemplation. Contemplate the smell or fragrance, smelly, i.e., perception, if you can't contemplate the smelling consciousness. Contemplate to catch the impermanence of any one of them. This is seeing the dead with the living. This is knowing anicca with magga. The dead is anicca and the living is magga. Anicca is before and magga is after. Therefore you are seeing the already passing away with the non, perishing. This is not saying that the contemplative mind is permanent. Two minds can't arise at the same moment. Sayadaw was very skillful in explaining Dharma in many different ways. This kind of qualities was very rare in teachers. Dharma will arise from the six senses doors accordingly. There are three points which can be contemplated. If you contemplate the smell is external, i.e., nose, consciousness, then breathing in and out consciousness are internal, mind consciousness at the heart base. Note: knowing all the external objects are arising at two places. The five sense doors, i.e., eyes, ears, nose, tongue and body doors and the mind, door, base. All dharmas arising in the khanda are anicca. Therefore, it's the contemplation of anicca. Sayadaw continued to talk on the tongue, door. Tasting consciousness arises by four causes, foods, tongue, base, saliva and attention. Contemplate impermanence if you want to become Maha Sotapanna. By knowing intellectually is color Sotapanna. It seems to be, a color Sotapanna is someone who has the knowledge of Khanda, Ayatana, Dhatu, DA process, Sanata Dharma and discerning impermanence. Some teachers, including Mogik Sayadaw, said at least someone had the knowledge of mind and body, purification of view and knowledge of the conditions of mind and body, purification of overcoming doubt. By seeing impermanence, its disenchantment and its ending and becomes Maha Sotapanna. Can you say as all the minds are me, I am and mine? By knowing that they all are arising and vanishing, then Tanha and Ditthi will fall away. Seeing impermanence is cutting of the Dharma connect with samsara. Samsara refers to the dangers of aging, sickness and death. You have to know Tanha as connects this life to next life, i.e., to birth. Also it connects Kama to the result. And it connects to Dukkha. Therefore Tanha has three connections and like a tailor. It's the connector of what is not good. It'll do the connection of jobs until it dies out. Now, you catch the culprit which connects samsara. You all are worshipping Tanha as a master, mentioned some of them. Tanha is asking you whatever he wants and after you die sends you to the plains of misery. You are not in pair with Tanha, because of not knowing. Not knowing is ignorance. Therefore you don't know that Tanha is controlling you. Continued to mention about Tanha in daily life. T3. A dead body only has the matters of origination from temperature, Uchusamatanarupa. It doesn't have the matters of origination from Kama. Therefore no mind arises in the dead body. Body consciousness, Kaya Vinana, has four causes to make it arises. The tangible elements, objects, Phathaba Dhatu, are earth, water, fire and air elements, Patavi, Apo, Teho and Vayo Dhatu, plus body sensitivity, body base, plus matters originating from Kama, Kamasamutanarupa, plus attention. Because of these four causes, pleasant and unpleasant body consciousness can arise. This body consciousness is not made by me or other. Knowing as only by causes and doubt falls away. It's not a person nor a being and only body consciousness and wrong view dies. This knowledge does not lead to painful birth for one life. Intellectual knowing is not enough yet and must practice. Every time it arises, contemplate as anicca, dukkha, anatta and asubha. With one of them, by watching and contemplating him as perishing and vanishing. Contemplate it until to know its unstable nature. Contemplate it until you can disband the perception of its stable nature. If you can contemplate its finished point and all feelings disappear. This is the medicine of the Buddha. Anger and displeasure, dosa and domanasa, will follow if you don't contemplate and take it as painful. And it will connect to the samsara. Why is that? This is your failure of can't contemplate the pain until it disappears. If you can contemplate with magga and it must disappear. Each contemplation is magga. Here the importance of sati is clear. Without tanha arising, whoever could contemplate the ending of feeling would realize nibbana. For this point, Sayadaw recited the Pali in the Khandavagga Samyutta. Tanha will arise and continue the D.A. process if you can't contemplate painful feeling and want it to go away. If you don't contemplate, avijja and sankhara arise, by losing sati. If you want it to go away, and tanha upadana arises, then, there is no security for the body and you have to go to the plains of misery. At any time, you can do vipassana if you can contemplate whatever arising. It becomes medicine if you know how to use it. Whereas it's for dangers if you don't. It becomes poison. This was one of the Burmese sayings. It's a very important point for human to contemplate. Mostly human beings are using their bodies for creating unwholesome kammas all the times. We can see these things a lot in nowadays media. Mind pollutions and environmental pollutions are going together. Using it doing wholesome kammas for oneself and others are quite rare. No need to say about transcending it. Khanda is always in the state of impermanence and dukkha sakka. How can it be a good fortune for us? However, and whatever looking after your body, it's not free from dukkha sakka. One may go to the plains of misery from the body door. But he also can close the doors to the plains of misery. It's not difficult if you are staying with the contemplation. You don't know how to use it and encounter with dangers. With the body, door there are a lot of sufferings going on. Sayadaw mentioned some of them. Most of the sankhara dukkha are connection with the body. Only without it that you'll live with true happiness. True happiness is nibbana. You are not only concerned for your body door, but also for your wife and children. Does it appear to you the oppression come from the body door? Which one of the doors you have to spend most of the money? Does it still not appear to you the oppression of the body? If you can't close your body door and it'll torment you wherever you are. You have to look after it and still have to fall into the plains of misery. People suffer in hell because they have the bodies. People are hungry because of the body. The sufferings coming from the body door are incalculable and no ending about it. Whoever can make this body not exists is truly happy. People are doing merits for long life, healthy and fortunes in next life, but not including of the realization of nibbana. They are just for the sake of the physical body. They are still not having enough for the oppression in this life. Therefore they are looking for more oppression in next life. Isn't it too much? You don't understand the body very well. If you can contemplate the body as anicca, dukkha, anatta and asubha a lot, and do you still have the body to torment you? and you'll be in peace and happiness. What I am talking about, the body door, is still little. T4. Mind base, Manayatana, exists in the heart base, Hadayavathu. The Buddha used mind base as Vathu. Hadayavathu was used by Ven. Buddhaghosa. It only used as Vathu in the Abhidhammapadthana. Hadaya sometimes used as heart, sometimes referred to as mind. The mind base is in the blood of the heart, neither the heart nor the blood. The Buddha not mentioned a specific place for it. One teacher had suggested two possibilities, the heart area and the brain. We feel it at the heart if we have emotions. We are scratching the head if we think something. There are three causes for mind consciousness arise. Mind base, the mirror of Manovara turning towards mental objects, and then thoughts can arise. Thoughts can arise by three causes, mental object, Dhammaramana, plus mind base plus attention. If you turn the mind base towards the past, present and future mental objects and thoughts arise. If you are turning it towards the objects in the safe, even can't see it and still will appear to you. Therefore, mind consciousness is the sharpest one. If you turn the mind base towards gladden things and the gladden mind arises. If you are turning it towards unpleasant things and the unpleasant mind arises. If you are turning it towards the Buddha and the thought on the Buddha arises. Why you all are happy and suffered? Because you all are turning the clear mirror of the mind towards the wrong directions. If you are turning towards impermanence and seeing impermanence arises. Turning your mind towards wife and children, sorrow, lamentation follow behind thoughts. You don't turn it towards good directions, mostly turning towards the bad directions. The shadows appear in the mirror are like thoughts. You are like a psychotic person who gets a mirror. After getting a mirror, turn it towards everywhere. And then look into the mirror and smile, laughing, frown, and crying. Does it appear by itself? Or turning towards wrong direction? If you are turning toward dukkha-sakha and knowing dukkha-sakha arises. Don't turn towards the wrong directions. If not, you'll shed tears. Even no one is beating you. All are turning towards not good, such as worries, concerns, etc. You should turn towards happiness if you want so. Or turn it towards of knowing anicca, dukkha and anatta. Turning the mirror wrongly that all are in sufferings. You will become a good person if you know this one very well. For the Buddha, if someone had the potentiality of liberation and he would appear in his mirror. If you are turning your mind to this tree which you heard as having ghost in it and frightening mind arises. This one mind is tormenting all living beings. For example, having a family may be good. So people were turning towards it and after the married life increasing more dukkha. This was making a big mistake. Is it the cause of kamma or the mirror? Without listening to this kind of talk, old man and woman are dying with turning the mirrors to wrong directions, such as worries and displeasure. Is it the past kamma or turning towards the wrong directions? The shadows in the mirror are tormenting them. It's more painful than beaten with a stick. Sayadaw talked about how Ven. Ananda became a Sotapanna. Ven. Panna taught to the monks by using the simile of the shadow in the mirror. From today onwards, turning your mind towards impermanent dukkha-sakha and magan will arise. Therefore, don't turn it towards the wrong directions. T5. Mind-based contact with thought object, also including attention, adverting avijjana, and then thoughts arise. So there are three causes for thought arises. The Buddha also had thoughts. There are two kinds of thought, good to think and not good to think. If you are turning towards worry and worrying mind arises. These minds arising are not done by you. It arises by three causes. Then your doubt falls away. With a blip it arises from nowhere. After that it vanishes to nowhere. Arising by causes and vanishing by causes, it has the nature of impermanence. Can you say that the perishing and vanishing nature is me and mine? The arts are made by this mind. Making the world beautiful or ugly is this mind. Sitena niyataloko, the mind constructs the world. It's the builder of the world. It is also this mind if you don't want anything, only for Nibbana. Then you have to contemplate impermanence. It's also this mind if you want to end the world or to expand it. Go and have a look at the puppies. Their different forms are by this mind. Kamma can make mind and body only. Different kinds of forms and decoration are made by the mind. The mind is leading everything by pulling the strings behind. If the mind is wanting the heavenly mansions to appear and it will appear. The evil mind constructs hell walks and hell fire. You'll suffer accordingly with its arrangements if you are turning the mirror in the wrong directions. All living beings happen in accordance with the mind. All birds lay eggs. But hen egg becomes chick. Duck egg becomes duckling. Eggs are the same, but because of the chicken mind and it becomes chick. Kamma only gives the mind and body. It happens accordingly, to the parents' form because of the mind. It's not created by any god. It happens in accordance with the mind, the weather and the temperature. The white and dark skins are in accordance with temperature. Different forms are in accordance with the mind. Therefore you have to make wholesome minds arise. If you are turning towards unwholesome and DA process continues. The wholesome mind arises if it's not turning towards wrongly. Therefore how to turn the mind is the main point. If you are turning the mind wrongly and it'll make arrangement for you this way. This point is very important. What we think and what we are. Always has to check in one's own mind. Mind one's own business and not to others. Turning on the mind is number one. Next, the mind-making arrangement is number two. For example, because of the frightening mind and the body is sweating. Sayadaw continued to give some of the examples. Human beings are like a psychotic who gets a mirror, always turning it towards things which are not good. Therefore most living beings create unwholesome kammas. Most people are taking it as normal and even enjoying it. Wars are going on by turning the mind in the wrong directions. Therefore number one is important. The Buddha said that we had to turn our minds. Without sense objects and minds can't arise. The doctrine of mind is the only reality was not mentioned by him. The law of dependent origination also not supported this point. If you are not turning it and minds can't arise. If you have no mind and you are dead. Using your mind is number two. What do you think who make the 31 realms of existence? Your mind builds your own hell. If you want arriving to Nibbana and turning your mind towards impermanent dukkha-sakka. But now, you want to be in heaven and doing things to be there. Even forest, mountain and earth were made by the mind. He talked about how human beings affect the natural environments. Nowadays we see these things very clear. Pollution, climate change, etc. We also know that how morality and immorality affect human lifespan and the environments, the natural world in some of the suttas. Samsara is becoming a very extensive matter for people who can't control their minds. Can you ever finish by running along the 31 realms of existence to and fro? Mind consciousness is very extensive. Sayadaw talked about things caused by science and technology. Kama is mysterious and so is the mind. With the mysterious mind and the result is also mysterious. So kama and mind are mixed together. Without kama and mind, the mystery will cease. Therefore has to practice insight on the mind. Whatever arising of good or bad minds, have to contemplate its impermanence. It needs to contemplate to overcome it. And then continue to its disenchantment and ending. After that kama can't make arrangement and the mind can't control anymore. There is no other refuge except the contemplation of mind. Husband and wife become disharmony is this mind. And making them in harmony is also this mind. Mentioned the family life. It's called loka, the world, because of the arising and vanishing. The world made by the mind is always impermanence. With it and you'll shed tears. Mind is anicca, and whatever its makings are also anicca. Whatever made by anicca is becoming anicca. In this way you'll never come out from the province of anicca. Therefore, there is no mind and no form made by it in Nibbana. Without the mind and body is transcending the world. Mind is the cause of dukkha. Dukkha made by it is the result of dukkha. The happiness without them is Nibbana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 9th of January 1961. Wise attention and effort. With wise attention, yoniso, and effort, wisdom, panna, becomes sharp. Knowledge, nara cut off defilements of the mind if wise attention n is good. With not good attention, you can't see impermanence, and nana does not cut off kalesa. You have to remember that including with both of wise attention and nana, kalesas will be cut off. Then, good yoniso is the helper of knowledge. With only nana it can't do anything. With wise attention and nana becomes sharp. With the wise attention of anicca and nana is cutting kalesas. With the wise attention of dukkha and anatta are also in the same way. With asubha and dukkha sakka are also the same. With wrong attention, nana doesn't have the chances to come in. These points were the Buddha taught to Ven. Pothila told the story of Pothila. An iguana was hiding in an earth mound with the 6 outlets. If you want to catch it, close the 5 outlets and waiting and watching at the opened one. In the same way close the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body, the 5 outlets. And then contemplate whatever arising from the mind outlet, mano. From the mind door contemplate of impermanence with good attention. The Buddha taught to Ven. Pothila from the monastery. If you have right attention and wisdom develops. Wisdom dries up with wrong attention. These two points are very important for development of wisdom. In everyday life, we should use the Buddha's teachings wisely to contemplate our experiences. Then we'll see ourselves become wiser and wiser. Not just sitting there for meditation only. If we are watching the polluted media every day for many hours or unwholesome educations and our mind becomes more defiled. Anicca, dukkha, anatta, asubha and dukkha sakka. These are the 5 right attentions. It's like cutting the rice plants. Wise attention is like the left hand collecting and grasping at the rice plants. And knowledge, nana, is like the right hand holding the sickle and cutting the rice plants in the left hand, a simile from the Melinda Panna. Different kinds of Vedana are arising in the body. Nana cuts off kilesas if you can contemplate impermanence of them. With wrong attention and taints asava arise. Remember these opposites, the results of wise and unwise attentions. For example, seeing a flower and not contemplate it as anicca, and instead contemplate it as beautiful and desire, lobha, arises. It's wrong attention and following with anger if you are looking at a person as disgusting. All these kinds of things are important in daily life. We build characters and habits by how we behave or react to the sensual worlds. Taint of ignorance follows with wrong attention. With ignorance and lobha, dosa arise. Have to remember that, if taints arise and you're far away from nibbana. If smell arises should not has wrong attention. Contemplate it as impermanence and the DA process is cutting off there. If not, it will follow with anger. You all must remember is making effort with right attention and will cut off kilesas. It's like holding the sickle firmly and cutting off the rice plants with force. Therefore, there are two helpers for knowledge. Nana, with right attention and practice with effort, and nana will become sharp. For example, if you put down a sharp knife and it can cut things off by itself. These words are important, and have to remember it. Then, Pothila became Arahant with these two points. Nana can't be sharp if the mind is straying away to here and there with wrong attention. Contemplate them as not me, nor a person and not a being, only anicca if feelings are arising in the body. After that, continue the contemplation as dukkha sakka. Rice plants are kilesas. The left hand collecting and grasping the plant is right attention, right hand holding the sickle is effort, and the sickle is knowledge, nana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 10th of January 1961. Rust corrodes the iron. Like the rust corrodes the iron, the properties we have collected can destroy us. We consume and use our properties and become craving, clinging and action, tanha, upadana and kama. Then, we are suffered with our own properties. Why is it? Because we don't know how to use it. If we are using these things for the sake of practice and not become a fault to us. Using these things without contemplation and not contemplate the impermanence of the consuming mind. And our properties are like the rust corrodes the iron, will send us to the four planes of misery. Contemplate the things we use and the mind will fulfill our desire and leading to realization. Sayadaw also mentioned for the contemplation of the other requisites, clothing, dwelling and medicine. The Buddha gave this talk connected with Tissa Bhikkhu, mentioned the story from the Dhammapada. Near death, he didn't contemplate anicca, dukkha and anatta to the robe and died with attachment. And then reborn as louse inside the robe. It's called Tarakana, animal because it far away from path and fruit knowledges. After human beings die and offering dana and sharing the merits with them. They can't receive it if they reborn in hell, or as animals and deities. They have their own foods. They can receive it if they reborn as pitas near homes and villages. They eat excrements, urine and other dirty things. They can get the merits. Therefore you have to make effort in your practice. You'll encounter great suffering with one mistake. At near death, contemplate the impermanence of feeling, mind, etc. If you can't contemplate it and with right attention and reflect them as asubha or dukkha sakka. You can attach to anything if you don't. Now, you have the time, so making the preparation for it. At near death you can't do it. In this talk you have to remember is your own properties are tormenting you. Because of the attachment. At near death. Accept the knowledge of impermanence. Anakanana, and there is no other refuge. Therefore must practice for the discerning of impermanence. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. The 11th of January 1961. To Nibbana with one Dharma. If you contemplate one Dharma and can finish the practice. For example, mind or feeling, if you can contemplate its impermanence and finish the practice. In the body a pleasant feeling arises and contemplate it as impermanent Dharma. Is it still a feeling or not? Or is it the cessation of feeling? It becomes Vedana Nirodha and Tana Nirodho. With the cessation of feeling and craving also ceases. Craving dies away if you discern impermanence. It arrives to Nibbana if craving dies. Nana must see the cessation or vanishing. Seeing is Magga. It becomes Tana Nirodho Nibbanam. The cessation of craving is Nibbana. Not with many dharmas, but with only one dharma will realize Nibbana. We can see this answer in the Samyutta Nikaya, Kinsupama Sutta. The four arahants mentioned their respective practices, six ayatanas, five khandhas, four great elements and anaka. There were also many evidences from the 20th century living teachers of Burma. For example, Sun Lun Sayadaw, the Ingu Sayadaw, Wibiyu Sayadaw, etc. The last arahant of the sutta mentioned only one dharma, i.e., anaka. The three Burmese teachers mentioned only one dharma, i.e., anapana. This is echo, demo, one dharma. There are three kinds of feeling. By condensing them and become one, i.e., only feeling and only anaka. Pleasant, painful or neutral feelings, sukha, dukkha, and upekkha, whichever one arises contemplate to discern its impermanence. Pleasant, unpleasant mental feelings, somanasa, domanasa vedana, are also in the same way. Where did this teaching come from? Sayadaw told the story of Kundalakesi. She was the only daughter of a rich man and fallen in love with a criminal. Later married him and nearly escaped from his attempted murder. After becoming a female wanderer, Paribhajaka, she challenged everyone with her 1,000 questions. Later met with Ven. Sariputta and couldn't answer to his one question, what's the one dharma to Nibbana? Ven. Sariputta questioned to her, answer me to Nibbana with one dharma. She couldn't answer it and Sariputta gave her the answer, with the one dharma of feeling can arrive to Nibbana. Then, Sariputta himself became arahant with the contemplation of Vedana by listening to the Buddha's talk. Therefore it needs only learn a system from a good teacher and practice. You are sure to realize it if you can contemplate rightly to see impermanence. Nibbana can't be searched for. You only can discover it with contemplation, e.g., see the Rohitasa Devata's story. If Tana dies and Nibbana. It's quite easy. The Buddha's teachings were simple and profound. But with the practice it needs a lot of perseverance. No elaboration like the later Buddhist teachings. Sayadaw gave instruction on Vedananupassana. You at last only see impermanence if you contemplate the arising of feeling. This is echo de mo, one dharma. If it's becoming anicca and magga, is there still has any kalesa comes in? Later Kundalakesi became an arahant, and the monk surprised about it. Then the Buddha told them, if you have a lot of knowledge and not practice for it, it becomes useless. Even with one dharma and extinguish kalesa becomes precious. Its disenchantment and its ending will be sure to reach nibbana if you only contemplate feelings and discern impermanence. And then the Buddha said to the monks, it is not a hero if you can conquer 100,000 enemies. It is a real hero that only you can conquer the Kalesa enemy. Note, there were some self-study Western Buddhists rejected some meditation systems as invalid. According to them, they made this conclusion because it could not be found in the Pa'i Nikayas. If the Buddha had to teach everything in details and included everything, even 10 Pali Nikayas also not enough, we have 5 Nikayas. These people should go and study all the well-established systems thoroughly with the Nikayas is the right way to do. Here I am not saying that all systems you could find in media are authentic. I can give some examples, the Mahasi system and Sayathet Gyi, Yubakin's teacher, system S are well established for nearly a century now. There were many yogis who had benefited from it, e.g., Sayagyi S. N. Goenka. This talk here is good for reflection on already well-established systems.